case left open, so that's all the regular business. Excuse me, now we'll go move on to old business.
The first application, 11-453, was tabled on September 22nd, 2014, and be placed back on the agenda for this evening, 10-6-2014, for the purpose or to allow the applicant to respond and address the standard for granting a variance.
I think that was open, wasn't it? Not tabled.
Yeah, it was left open.
Yeah, it was left open. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Different wording that the commission used on what I'm used to.
And we're okay.
Can't blame you.
There he is. All
applicant
right.
In the present. On behalf of his father, I believe.
What was that?
On behalf of your father.
You're representing your father.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
I think he's sworn in.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
State your name and address for the record.
Anthony Balsamo, 33066 Long Ridge Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So you've been taking notes, have you?
What was that?
You've been taking notes?
Yes, and I've been through everything with my father. He couldn't make it today again. The guy that was sick for last time did end up passing away this past Monday, or this past Saturday, I apologize. But yeah, basically what we're trying to do is, in the back deck, as Sussex County is 20 feet, we want to go with the 15 feet, as stated as before, and talk to the owners or the Association of Cape Windsor, and they said it's could be 15 feet from the deck to the bay. On the sides, I think that you guys said last time, on my site plan, it says 5 foot, but I think it's actually 10, the new one. The line says 5 foot because I'm inside that on the one that you have. So I guess as we look at, I'm only a 3 feet, it's an inch, a foot and a half on each side. And we want to do that because instead of doing the stairs on the side, as you can see, we're doing the two garages with the stairs in the middle. And instead of putting that, we want to try to do that on the side, keep that. And we are on a corner lot, so we do not bother anybody on the left side. If you're looking at the house across the street, they're just building a brand new house, and the guy just got a variance done, I think, about 6 or 7 months ago. He came in. He's building pretty much the same house we're building. He's two stories instead of three, though. Again, like you said, the lots are small there, so we're just trying to make the best use of the land as we can with the property. I think that is pretty much everything. If you guys have any questions or anything.
Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start, Danny, with you, Mr. Mills.
Okay. Let's talk about the standards. Uniqueness. Why do you feel it's unique? Because of the property size, or?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to put the bigger house on a smaller lot. There is a small mobile home on it. We are tearing that down. So we're just trying to make the best use of the property.
Okay, I take it there's other homes of similar size?
Yes, throughout, as these people said before, that was a mobile home park, and now over 50% of the houses are getting knocked down to either two or three story houses.
So because of the character of the neighborhood, you feel that it's your request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Correct? Okay. The most difficult standard would be that it can't, the hardship or difficulty cannot have been created by you. I'll try to help you out here in that do you feel that because of the nature of the development of the neighborhood that and the size and of the lot, then it's, you know, is the situation was created by someone else and not yourself?
Yeah, all the lots are very small in there, but due to that it was a mobile home park at one time, and now it is going to, like I said, most of the people that are buying in there now are either knocking down or buying vacant lots and building three-story houses.
Character of the neighborhood, you don't feel that your request will alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No, everybody's pretty much doing that in the neighborhood.
Okay. And you don't feel it'll be detrimental to public welfare?
No.
And you feel that, why do you feel that you're asking for a minimum to afford relief?
What was that?
Why do you feel you're asking, your request is a minimum to afford relief?
Hold on, let me see here. I don't understand that question, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you don't need any more than that, right?
What was that?
You don't need any more.
No, we just, this is what we want, you know, this is, if you look around the neighborhood, this is what everybody's pretty much getting or doing, and we're just, you know, going off of that.
Compatible to the rest of the neighborhood.
Yes.
So you don't need any less.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Riker?
No questions.
No questions? I have no, no further questions.
Just got one.
I'm sorry?
I just got one. Looking at the front part of your lot there on the survey, it looks like there's a distance from the property line to the edge of the pavement where it looks like maybe there's some additional area there.
The,
you see that?
Them four little things in the front?
No. You see your survey at the very bottom?
Yeah, there's that green line.
And it says proposed drive under that?
Yes.
And then the next line says edge of pavement?
Yes.
So is the edge of pavement the road there, Cleveland Avenue?
Yes.
And it looks to me like you've probably got a little space there in your front yard before you actually hit the pavement?
That is correct.
Okay. So that's a little more, you know, from a viewpoint standpoint, you've actually kind of got more to work with there from your front yard, so to speak, from the road?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have nothing further.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application other than you? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I believe the applicant has certainly answered the questions presented by Mr. Mills, which would be the standards for granting a variance. And I believe he's answered all those questions that were asked of him. And going through there is uniqueness to the property. He has stated that the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the 50-foot frontage that he's looking for, the variances on there, and then also the 89, is it 89, 90?
It's about 90. It's 89 and a half.
90 feet. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulties not being created because of the lot size, and also it's being done throughout the neighborhood. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Most of the people in the neighborhood are doing the same thing from what the testimony said. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,453. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Yeah, Mr. Ricker.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,453 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So now, will I receive a letter or something like that, or?
You get a finding. You get a letter, and then you get a finding of facts for the specific information about what was stated. And
okay.
To clear it up.
Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome, sir.
You're a good evening.
You too.
Next up.